Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash, Research Associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
So you have some information about job recruitment in rural Minnesota, which is kind of a big deal because there's quite a number of unfilled positions out there, aren't there?
Yeah, that's correct. We released a report last fall that looked at the number of job vacancies in greater Minnesota. And what those numbers showed was that as far as a proportion of total jobs in greater Minnesota, these regions particularly have a lot more vacancies as a share of total jobs compared to metropolitan areas. And so greater Minnesota, rural areas in particular, are really feeling it pretty hard to try and fill these job vacancies. And what you kind of see happening in greater Minnesota is not necessarily what you just said, job recruitment, but rather people recruitment.
Uh-huh.
And this is actually a big difference. If you look at kind of traditional economic development strategies, since the 50s, 60s, and 70s, we've been really focused on, you know, how do we stimulate job growth? How do we recruit jobs? And this came in the form of tool set that had tax incentives for businesses, infrastructure investments, investment in our workforce training centers. These are the types of things that have been happening in a more traditional sense in economic development. But over the past 5 years, we've seen an explosion of initiatives being developed for the sole purpose of people recruitment. Now, these types of strategies look very different because we're not talking about tax incentives or workforce, but we're talking about things like visitor engagement, tourism, housing programs. How do we engage current residents and also investments in natural amenities and quality of life?
Interesting. So it's really sort of putting the bait out there for just folks to move, right, to those areas?
That's right. And it's actually based on research done by the University of Minnesota Extension, what they kind of coined this migration trend, the brain gain, kind of a counter to the brain drain that we hear so much about, where 20 to 29-year-olds are leaving rural Minnesota. But what we don't talk about is the gain in 30 to 49-year-olds moving into greater Minnesota. And when you look through this research that Extension did, they actually held some focus groups in the southwestern region of Minnesota, asking newcomers, people that have moved, you know, maybe from a metropolitan area to rural Minnesota, you know, asking them the question, why? Why did you choose to live in rural areas? And some of the top reasons were affordable housing, small class sizes, and then kind of a general quality of life kind of theme, you know, things like being able to eat around the dinner table, slower pace of life, things like that. What didn't rank super high, maybe as high as people would think, were moving for jobs. And so that was kind of a awakening for a lot of folks across greater Minnesota is that, you know, there are a lot of people, particularly after they turn the age 30, that are moving to those regions, not because they're trying to find jobs, but they're looking for, it's a lifestyle choice. They're really choosing to live rural.
Interesting. Well, Kelly, always a pleasure to talk to you and wish you the best. And thanks for that update.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kelly Ash is Research Associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.